Okay, we are going to be beginning a new topic now, and the topic is tefillah, is davening. Davening is the type of topic that's so big, it could take us, I would say, months and months and months to complete. I'm not sure how much we're going to do about davening, I'm not sure how much we want to do, but we'll try to get into the topic and to analyze why it is that we daven. That's how we'll begin. And the first question that we ask whenever we encounter a mitzvah is, right, is that a rabbinic mitzvah or is it a mitzvah d'oraisa? In other words, the fact that I have to daven every day, d'oraisa d'rabbanan, the fact that I have to wear tefillin every day, d'oraisa d'rabbanan, the fact that I have to speak Lashon Hara every day.
You have to.
Oh, no, no. Oh, that's wrong, right? Okay, good. At least one person's paying attention. But the question as to whether it's the Oraisa or the Rabbanon is the first question that we ask. And generally, the answer to questions in Yiddishkeit is?
Machlokes.
Machlokes, right? It's a machlokes. It's a question. It's a debate, right? Some assume that davening is the Oraisa. Others assume davening is the Rabbanon. Rambam. Actually, Rav Soloveitchik has an essay called Rayonot al HaTfilah. It's published at the back of Vikashta Misham. And the Rav begins his essay by saying that the Rambam redeemed the concept of tefillah from its rabbinic burial ground, something to that effect. Effectively, what he meant is that people tend to think of Dinum Derabbanan as less important than Dinum D'oraisa. So it's not true. God wants us to fulfill the mitzvahs Derabbanan also. But in common perception, Dinum Derabbanan aren't given as much weight as Dinum D'oraisa, and people don't take them as seriously. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam redeems davening. The Rambam saves davening. The Rambam says, you know what, Chevra? Davening, it's D'oraisa. There's a mitzvah min haTorah to daven every day. Now, the Rambam writes as follows: Mitzvah esay lehispalo b'chol yom, shenemar va'avadtem es Hashem Elokeichem. There's a mitzvah to daven every day. The pasuk says, "Serve God." Mipi hashmu'a lamdu she'avoda zu hi tefillah. Right? We have a tradition. Mipi hashmu'a means it's a tradition that's been handed down. Zuck the Rambam. We have an authoritative tradition that's been handed down that avoda, how do you serve God? You serve God by davening. Shenema la'avdo b'chol levavchem. Right? Amru chachamim ezu hui avoda shebalev zu tefillah. Now, what the Rambam is doing over here is he's translating the word avoda means daven. How do you know? Because since the Torah says la'avdo b'chol levavchem, that's a pasuk in Kriya Shema. Now, how do you serve with your heart? Usually I serve by bringing karbanos. I serve by doing actions. What do you mean I serve with my heart? The answer is Zakh the Gemara. This is Tainus Staff Bezom and Aleph. Avodah Shebelev is tefillah. Davening is Avodah Shebelev. Now, what that means also, by the way, is that davening is fundamentally a mitzvah of the heart. No? If I would be like the Chovas HaLevavos, and I would divide mitzvos into different categories. There are certain mitzvos which are chovas ha'evarim, and other mitzvos are chovas ha'lev. No? Davening is chovas ha'lev. Right? Davening is an emotional connection more than anything else. I don't think we often think of it that way. We think of davening sometimes as being intellectual.
Especially if we read Rav Soloveitchik.
Especially if you read the Rav or Shalom Karmi's wrote a few pieces about this, or anything for this tradition. But Avodah B'Shebelev means that davening is primarily an emotional experience rather than an intellectual experience, so, no?
So would the Chovas HaLevavot agree with the Rambam that they're right there?
I don't know. I don't think so. But there are two Chedushim so far in the Rambam. This is what we're trying to say. For the Rambam, davening is d'oraisa, chiddush one. Chiddush two, and this one might be according to everybody, because the Gemara says so, davening is avoda shebalev. That means that davening is more of an emotional connection. That's just something to let sit on you. Then the Rambam tells me, Ein minyan hatfilas min haTorah, ve'ein mishnah hatfila hazos min haTorah. Minyan hatfilas means the number of times I daven. That's not deraisa. For the Rambam, min haTorah I daven, ein mol yeder tug. Once every day. The minyan hatfilas, if I daven three times a day, that's rabbinic. The mishnah hatfilah. Mishnah in this context means, and some change the text in the Rambam, to be matbeya hatfilah, meaning to say the exact text that I pray is also rabbinic, no? Now this is one of the big things that people ask on Judaism, is that prayer doesn't make any sense. To have a fixed book of prayers, like, let's be honest, the things that I need today are different than the things I needed when I was 15 years old. You should hope so, right?
That was my next sentence.
What?
That was the next thing I was going to say.
So, the Rambam's chiddush is that the text of prayer is only rabbinic. According to Torah law, there is no fixed text. But it's avodah shebalev. I daven based on my emotions, and I connect emotionally. So far, so good? Ve'ein l'tfila zman kavua min haTorah. I don't have any set time to daven. The fact that I have to daven shachris by 4 hours into the day, that's only rabbinic.
Right.
Then the Rambam adds, and we'll talk more about this later on, l'fikach, zok the Rambam, therefore, since davening is d'oraisa, noshim v'avodim chayovin b'tfila, l'fi shei mitzis esei shelo hazman grama. Since there's an obligation to daven min haTorah, and the fact that there's a set time is only rabbinic, that means, according to Torah, I can daven at any time. No? I wake up 11 o'clock in the morning, or it should happen, so much better than 5. You wake up 11 o'clock in the morning, you can daven then. 1 o'clock in the afternoon, daven then. Whenever you wake, right? You can daven any time. So therefore, since there's no set time, says the Rambam, it's a type of positive mitzvah that's not time-bound, and as such, women are obligated in it. This is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that every single day you should daven. First you praise God, then you ask for your needs, and afterwards, and afterwards, you thank God for all the gifts that He gave you.
So,
meaning, right? For the Rambam, there is no set text for tefillah, but there's a set formula for tefillah. Tefillah has to involve shevach bakasha b'hoda'ah. I have to first praise God, then make my requests, and then thank Hashem afterwards for answering my requests, in the anticipation of them being answered, even though they haven't yet been answered, by I know that they will, but yeah.
So, but if you think there's no set text, wouldn't you say, how would he say that Shmona Esrei does all these things?
So Shmona Esrei, the rabbis, when they put together Shmona Esrei, the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah with Shimon HaKatan, there were many Nevi'im there, when they put Shmona Esrei together, what they did is, they put together a text that meets all these criteria. Shmona Esrei begins, right, that God is Hakel Agado Agibor Vanoi Rakel Elyon. God is great. God is awesome. Right? That is Shevach. Then we have Bakasha. Right? We ask God, Chonein Hadas, give us wisdom. We ask God, Rifo'enu, to heal us. We ask God, right? We go through all the brachos. That's Bakasha. And then at the end of davening, we say, we say, God, please find favor in our prayer. Answer our prayers. Right? That's hodah. We say, modim. Right? We thank God. Right? So, our tefillah exactly meets Shabbat Bakasha
Voidah. That's during the week. If we won't...
Shabbos or
Yom Tov.
So, we're going to talk about davening and Shabbos and Yom Tov separately, okay. Or in a few minutes, maybe, a little bit. Technically speaking, I should say that you're technically blah, 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 blah. We're not supposed to ask for personal needs on Shabbos and Yom Tov,
correct.
At least on Shabbos, but that's because we view it like all of our needs have been answered.
That's why
Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky comments that the reason why the Yerushalmi says is an Isser for She'ilas Tzrochim on Shabbos is because we view Shabbos like everything is done already. Uh-huh. Everything has been met. All of our needs have been done. Now, this is the Rambam. Rambam says it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah to daven every day, etc. So just a few points to note. Yeah, we haven't said anything yet.
This is, can I ask my brother-in-law why it is that on Shabbos, where some shuls do Birkat Kohanim, if it falls out on Yom Tov?
Yeah, that'll take us far afield.
He said the reason why you do quicker versions is because
We're not allowed to ask for the dream stuff. That's right. That's correct.
For the what stuff?
The dreams. In other words, when the Kohanim Duchen, we say this prayer all of our dreams should become good. No?
Yes.
Fine. Now, the Rambam, interestingly, wrote Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, he also tells us that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven. The difference is, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam does not say that the mitzvah is to daven once a day, every day. Unlike in the Yad HaChazakah, unlike in the Halachos, the Rambam says there's a mitzvah to daven once a day, every day. In Mitzvah's essay, hey, the Rambam just says that there is a mitzvah to daven. There's a mitzvah to serve God. Serving God means davening. And there's no real fundamental differences besides that between the presentation of Sefer Mitzvahs and the presentation in the Halachos. Now, the Ramban is the Rambam's opponent here. And the Ramban comes along and he says, Rambam, you're telling me davening is da'iraisa? This is against a bunch of Gemaras. First he quotes the Rambam, and then he says, ve'ein haskama b'zeh. Ein haskama b'zeh means there is no agreement about this point. Meaning, right, I think, if I say there's no agreement, that means I'm saying I don't agree. That's what the Rambam is saying. Why? Because the Gemara says in many places that davening is d'rabbanon. The Gemara says that a Baal Keri, someone who had like a seminal omission, daven says Kriya Shema and benches, but you don't daven. Correct the Gemara, why? We don't have these dinim anymore, but at the time in the Mishnah they had these dinim. Why was this true? So Gemara says, well, davening is d'rabbanon, but Kriya Shema, benching, that's d'oraisa. And he quotes a bunch of Gemaras that sound like davening is d'rabbanon. According to the Rambam, davening is d'oraisa. This is the Ramban's question. Now, we who learned the complete Rambam, not just the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, we who learned the complete Rambam, the Rambam in the Yad, know the answer to the Ramban's question. In other words, when I say that davening is d'rabbanon, you know why it's d'rabbanon? If I had a seminal mission, why I could still daven? Why I don't daven, but I do say Kriya Shema? The answer is because I already davened today. Davening is d'oraisa once a day, every day. Let's say I already davened before I became a Baal Keri. No?
Yeah.
So then, right, I can't say that I have a Torah obligation to daven because I fulfilled my Torah obligation already. So the Ramban says, oh, the Gemara says that davening is d'rabbanon. Maimonides would answer, you know why davening is d'rabbanon? Shein gedavened. Right? I already davened. That's why. Now, the Ramban asks many questions on the Rambam. He says, if there's no set time limit for davening, when are you going to daven? He goes through all of these questions. And now let's just learn a few lines in the Ramban that I underlined because they're cool. Ella. Vadai ko inyan hatzvila eno chova klal. Aval hu mimidos chesed habore yisbarach aleinu. Sheshomea va'one b'chol kar enu elav. Says the Ramban, there is no obligation to daven. But davening is chesed, is a kindness that God showed us, that God answers us whenever we appeal to Him. Right? I don't have an obligation to daven, but davening is in my best interest. That's what the Ramban is saying. It's in my best interest that God will answer me. The Iker HaKosav, what does the Pasuk mean? When Torah says, La'ovdo b'chol levavchem, serve God with all your heart. What does that mean? Right? I think actually this book by B.D. Da'ehu, With All Your Heart, With All Your Might, you know what that book is about? It's about this fellow who was studying in the yeshiva of Glendale, which is his fictitious Lakewood yeshiva, and then he goes and he goes away to Princeton, and he's all taken in by the secular studies in Princeton, and he finds it so appealing, and then he finds this young non-Jewish woman, he begins to date her. It's like, it's a really fascinating book. Bibi Da'ehu is a rabbi out in Cleveland. He wrote this novel to try to... it's a novel in English, yeah. B.D. Da'ehu is B'chod Rachecha Da'ehu, no God with whatever you do. And he wrote this novel basically to try to critique the difficulties in the yeshiva world and at the same time critique the difficulties in the fully secular world to come out in the Rav Soloveitchik type of place. Half of the book is like saying over Rav Torah in nice English. That's why it's so much fun.
What's the guy's name again?
B.D. Da'ehu. I mean, his real name is Rabbi Eisen's, is Rabbi Einstatter. That's his real name. But so why am I thinking of this? Oh, okay. So the Ramban says, that when the Pasuk says, serve God with all your heart, you know what that means? I love these lines in the Ramban. V'ikar kasuv la'avdo b'chol levavchem, mitzvah aseh, shetia kol avodosinu l'keo yisparach, b'chol levavinu, kolom b'kavana retzuya shlema l'shmo, u'be'ein hirhur ra, lo shenasa ha'mitzvahs, below kavana o'ala safek u'la yesh b'hem to'elas. Says the Ramban, you know what the Torah means when Torah says serve God with all your heart? It doesn't mean daven. Davening is rabbinic for the Ramban. Serving God with all your heart means that you should have a firm conviction that the ma'aseh ha-mitzvos that I do, when I serve Hashem, I'm doing because it's the right thing. I'm doing it for Hashem's needs, l'shma. I'm doing it for God. And I should not do it on a suffix. You know Pascal's wager?
Yeah.
Right? Pascal's wager basically is, I'm not sure if God exists or God doesn't exist. I have no idea. But you know what? I could really suffer big time if God ends up not existing. So I'm
or
going
existing.
To...
What? Existing.
What?
If he ends up existing.
If God exists,
yeah.
And I don't believe in him, so then I'm what we would call afgahak tzaris.
Exactly.
Right? I'm in a lot of trouble. So I'm going to hedge my bets. I'm going to go through the actions just because it's in my best interest. Says the Ramban, that's exactly what God is telling you not to do. Serving God with all your heart means don't do it as a suffix. Don't do it with Pascal's wager. Don't do it that, you know what, I'm better off this way, because, but I'm still not sure. Right? Rather, be convinced. Now, this, by the way, sets the bar incredibly high. Let's be honest. Now, maybe I shouldn't say this on tape, but I think any most deep thinkers about Yiddishkeit have gone through periods of deep doubt.
It's called the dark night of the soul in the professional.
Right. That dark night of the soul is real. Many people go through it. Many people also remain not 100% convinced that Yiddishkeit is correct. No? My level of conviction might be 70-80%, and I'll say, you know what, I'm going to do it anyway because I have more proof this way than that way. Zok the Ramban, that is not the mitzvah of lo'ovdo b'chol levavchem.
It's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing,
but than
I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah of serving Hashem with all my heart if I serve Hashem just because there's doubt. That's an unbelievable line in the Ramban, no?
The Ramban?
The Ramban, Nachmanides.
Yeah, okay.
And then he compares, I just want to learn these few lines with you, then maybe we'll talk about it. Ke'inyan, four lines to the bottom. Ke'inyan v'ahavtas Hashem lokecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol me'odecha she'hamitzvah hi le'ehov es Hashem b'chol lev v'lev v'shenistakim b'ahavaso b'nafshenu u'b'momneinu. Says the Ramban, the pasuk that speaks about serving Hashem with all your heart, la'avdo b'chol levavchem, comes right after the pasuk that speaks about loving Hashem with all your heart. Loving Hashem with all your heart is the source of the mitzvah called Kiddush Hashem, to give up my life for God. If it comes down to it, am I going to give up my life if I have doubt? Probably not. Says the Ramban, just like Ahavat Hashem, just like loving God requires giving up your life for God, which comes from complete conviction, so also La'avdo b'chol levavchem has to come from complete conviction. Serving Hashem. Now again, I don't think the Ramban is saying that everyone gets here. He can't be saying this. But sometimes there are mitzvos which are aspirations, no? For the Ramban, this is what it means. Then the Ramban continues that when the Gemara says that you should serve Hashem by learning Torah or serving Hashem through tefillah, that's an asmachta. That pasuk is only a hint. Min ha-Torah, you don't have to daven. Aye, the Gemara says, la'avdo b'chol levavchem is tefillah. Says the Ramban, it's only an asmachta. O lomar, shemichlal ha'avoda, shenumal Torah, v'shenispalal elav be'es ha-tzaros, v'tia einenu v'libenu elav levado, ke'enei avodim o yad adonehem. This is the famous line in the Ramban. Zot the Ramban, maybe there is a mitzvah to daven. But when is there a mitzvah to daven? Says the Ramban, there's a mitzvah to daven when there is tzaros, when there is
trouble,
difficulty, persecutions. That's when there's a mitzvah to daven according to Torah law. For the Ramban, davening is ordinarily rabbinic. But be'ez tzara, davening is a Torah law. Now, one line that I missed in this Ramban, this is not the first time I've done this Ramban, but one that I missed in this Ramban, let's read this Ramban carefully. Shemichlal ha'avoida, serving God means that we learn Torah and we daven during times of tzaros. You see those words, we learn Torah? I understand davening during persecution, but to be able to sit with the Gemara during times of persecution, no? I know, this is very litvish, I know. But the Ramban is saying that the mitzvah d'oraisa is to learn Torah and to daven during times of tzaros. And our eyes should be towards God like servants to their masters. And this is what the pasuk says. When a war comes, so then you blow the chatzotzos, you get remembered Hashem. V'hi mitzvah kol tzara v'tzara sh'tova latzibor l'tzak l'fan b'tfilo b'tshura. Whenever there is a tzara for the tzibor, then there's difficulty for the congregation, for the community, so then you have to blow trumpets. And for the Ramban, that's the mitzvah of davening. So now, let's take a step back. Rambam says davening is d'oraisa. For the Ramban, is davening d'oraisa or not?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. Explain.
Because when it's not times of trouble, then it's the Ramban. When it's times of trouble,
it's d'oraisa. So that's what the Ramban is saying. But if I read the Ramban even more carefully, I see that the Ramban has two opinions. One opinion in the Ramban is that davening is always rabbinic. But then the Ramban has another opinion, and he says, maybe, right? Oh, that word oh, two lines before the bottom, oh means, or perhaps davening is d'oraisa at some points of time, right? Which is times of tragedy.
Right.
Now.
But the davening is an expression of the commandment of the Avodah.
For the Ramban, I don't think so. For the Ramban, Avoda means to serve out of firm conviction and belief.
And out of that comes the prayer when things are tough.
Possibly, he doesn't say so explicitly. Which words? Which line? Point to the line. Right? I don't know. Now, there is, Rav Soloveitchik famously gave a shiur once. We wanted to say that the Rambam and the Ramban don't really disagree. That the Ramban holds davening as d'oraisa at times of tzara, and the Rambam holds that man and woman, humans, are always in a state of tzara. Our life is always difficult. And even if you think it's going good, You should be davening. And by the way, the Prima Godim alludes to this in his introduction to Hilchos Tefillah. Says Rav Soloveitchik, you should always be worried. Right? This is like a very Jewish idea. My grandmother knew how to worry about anything more than anyone else. But you could worry that the good stuff is going to stop. And then the tefillah is the oraisa for the Rambam, because I always have needs, and I always have to worry that these needs aren't fulfilled. So it's always istzara. That's what the Ramban, that's what the Rav Soloveitchik said. That really there's no machlokas Rambam and Ramban. It seems to me that this approach, again, I am, as the expression goes, dust underneath the feet of Rabbi Soloveitchik, but it seems to me that this is not, this can't be correct. And I'll say it for two reasons. One reason is, if it's always a time of tzara, it's never tzara. If you always, you know, like, Moshe Mahadavar Dom, and I hope he's not listening to this tape. What's his name? Abe Foxman, wonderful Jew, runs a wonderful organization. But every year is the worst year of anti-Semitism ever. It can't be like that. Right? I see from existence, but from right, it can't be that it's always a time of tragedy. If everything is a tragedy, you live life like everything is terrible, awful, shreklich, geferlich, so that means that you don't really understand what a tragedy is.
And it also means you don't understand what rejoicing is.
Right. So, Rav Soloveitchik's approach is nice and it's sweet, but it can't always be a period of tzara. If it's always tzara, it's never tzara. That's point one. Point two is more of a lumdisha point. Let me say it like this. One of my friends, Rabbi Tzvi Sabolovsky, once gave a shiur that, you know, sometimes people daven for a chola. You have a sick person, and you daven, and you pour out your heart to Hashem to give that person a refuah shalema. Right? So, the question that Rabbi Sabolovsky was pondering in that shiur is whether davening for a chola is the same as ordinary davening, or maybe there's certain different rules and regulations about that type of davening. Okay. And a very nice shiur. It's on Wayu Torah somewhere, one of the like 4,000 shiurim that Rabbi Soloveitchik has. Rabbi Soloveitchik argued in that shiur that according to the Ramban, davening ordinarily is derabbanan, but when it's an eis tzara, when it's a time of distress, so davening is d'oraisa, and as such, davening, when you have a sick person, is more of a chiyuv, because it's a d'oraisa, it's a Torah obligation, not a rabbinic obligation. That was his argument. I think it's elegant, it's nice. I don't know if it's correct. And I was happy afterwards to see that Reb Usher Weiss, in his Shiurim on Parshas Bahaloscha, points out that if you read the Ramban carefully, says Reb Usher Weiss, what type of tzara is the Ramban talking about? The Ramban compares tzara by davening to the mitzvah of blowing chatzayis reis. Right? And that's a mitzvah, and the Ramban himself uses that expression, al kol tzara v'tzara shetavo al hatzibur. An individual tzara can be terrible. No one is making light of it. But that's not when there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven, even according to this approach in the Ramban, that for eis tzara there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven. The eis tzara, when you have to daven, is communal. Eis tzara. By the way, this also, you know, our perspective in davening, as much as it's for me, myself, but our perspective has to be broader, no? The bigger the person, the more you branch out in your davening, no? If you are the type of person who's davening for Baltimore and for Nepal, you're a much better person, in my opinion, than someone who's davening just, you know, for next week's test, or etc. Right? The more you could branch out and break out of yourself, the better you are. And I think the Ramban, at least in this line in the Ramban, is saying the mitzvah to daven, the d'oraisa mitzvah, is only if it's a tzara on the tzibor. Now, it happens that if you read the last line in the Ramban, which I underlined, you might get a slightly different impression. It could, the Ramban over here speaks about davening la'es hatzaros, davening at times of travail, times of difficulty. It could be that line in the Ramban is not speaking about only communal tzara, but maybe any tzara. It's possible. In the Sefer Ishei Yisrael, which we have over here in the Shul Beis Medrash, in the Shul Torah Tefillah Center, in the Sefer Ishei Yisrael, in a footnote at the beginning of chapter 7, he gives you a whole list of poskim who assume that according to the Ramban, it has to be a communal tzara. Others say according to Ramban, even an individual tzara is enough. And of course, Rav Soloveitchik's approach was assuming an individual tzara, I always have needs, that makes it d'oraisa to daven. Now, let's just continue talking within the Ramban. Now, I'm talking a lot within the Ramban, I should point out, because turn to this Magen Avraham at the bottom of the page. Magen Avraham points out that Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam, that davening is d'oraisa, but and he says, and therefore, based on this Rambam, women don't always daven, we might have to talk about that in a separate week. Then the Magen Avraham writes that the Ramban, it's two lines from the bottom, the Ramban holds that davening is derabbanan, v'chein das rov haposkim. The Magen Avraham tells me that the majority of authorities hold that davening is derabbanan, is rabbinic. So, if we really pass it like the Ramban, which is how the Shagas Aryeh paskins, it's how the Magen Avraham paskins, how is that the Prima Gadim paskins, that davening is d'oraisa? No? But according to the Magen Avraham, it's d'rabbanan. So we want to know, is davening ever d'oraisa? So we have one approach of Eis Tzara. Approach number two is based on a different Ramban. You know, the Pasuk speaks about Yomim Tovim as Mikra'e Kodesh. Right? Holy convocations. I sound like a Protestant preacher. Holy convocation. Oh, sorry. We are gathered here today.
No, that's just stuffy northern ones that talk like that.
So, says the Ramban, that Mikra'e Kodesh means, Sheyu bayom hazeh kulam kru'im v'nesafim l'kadesh hotel. Yomim Tovim are days that we are gathered together to l'kadesh hotel, to give Kedusha to Hashem. Ki mitzvah hi al Yisrael lehi kabet v'beis alokim b'yom mo'ed. Because the mitzvah on Jews to gather in a yontiv in God's house, the kadesh hayom befarhesya b'tfila v'haleil lakeil b'ksus nikiya. It's a mitzvah to get dressed in clean clothing, to gather together, and to dive into God. Says the Ramban that mikra'e kodesh means that yontiv is a time when we dive in. That means, interestingly, fascinatingly, no? That even if you hold, like the Ramban, that davening is ordinarily rabbinic, but davening on a yontiv is d'oraisa. Why? Because that's mikra'e kodesh. What I mean that you gather together to add kedusha? It means that you daven as a community. It sounds like for the Ramban, by the way, that the davening on yontiv is only d'oraisa with a minyan. The Prima Godim, when he quotes this Ramban, adds that he thinks davening on Shabbos. Remember, in Chumash, Shabbos is also called Mikra Kodesh. Tichila le Mikra Kodesh, we say in davening, says the Prima Godim, davening on Shabbos is also d'oraisa. No? This, by the way, can answer. There's a position of the Ra'ah and the Ravya, no? Most poskim feel, I don't know most, many poskim feel that women only daven shachris and mincha, they don't daven ma'ariv. Because tefillas arvis, ma'ariv is fundamentally a rishus. It's not obligatory, it's an option. And women never accepted on themselves to daven ma'ariv.
But couldn't it still be optional for women?
It could be optional, 100%. But traditionally, the poskim say women never accepted on themselves to do it. And therefore, traditionally, women would daven, would not daven ma'ariv. The Ra'ah and the Ravya, the beginning of Brachas, have a very interesting line, no? They say that on Shabbos, women should daven ma'ariv. on Yontiv when we should daven Ma'ariv.
Wow.
Why would that be so? I'll tell you why. Because according to the Ramban, davening is derabbanan usually. Right? So, okay. It's rabbinic. And then, right, they never accepted on themselves the chiyuv of Ma'ariv. Got it. Right? They never accepted Ma'ariv on themselves. But on Shabbos and on Yontiv, when davening is doiraisa, all bets are off. Maybe Mikra e Kodesh means, right, maybe that's the pshat why women daven. Again, it's a pilpul, but I think it's possible. So far, we have two times when the coins around Ramban davening is doiraisa, which are going in opposite extremes. Times of distress and times of joy. Right? It's doiraisa at moments of distress and it's doiraisa at moments of joy. Then there's a third approach, which Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim has a famous essay in the fourth perek of Hilchos Tefillah, where Reb Chaim speaks about how, you know, davening requires kavana, right? You have to have proper intention when you daven, you have to have proper focus. That's what davening requires. You need kavana. So far, so good. What does kavana mean? So Reb Chaim tells us that there's two types of kavana, famously. One type of kavana, says Reb Chaim, is kavana that's an absolute requirement. And if you don't have this requirement, you are not davening at all. And that's the sense that you are standing in the presence of God. Amidah lefnei Hashem. If I don't recognize that I am communicating with the divine, that's not davening. Tefillah means amidah lefnei Hashem. The second type of kavana, says Reb Chaim, kavana that I know what every word means, that kavana is only drabanan. Amidah lefnei Hashem is doraisa. The kavana I'm in presence of God is a doraisa requirement. Kavana of the specific words is only rabbinic. So Reb Chaim has a whole essay about this theme, a very nice theme. In the middle of this essay, he writes a few lines. Let's look at it. Yesh lo hosif od, says Reb Chaim. Ladata Rambam, dechovas hatfilo mitzvaso himidin toira. According to the Rambam, that davening is doraisa. Va'afilu lahachokim al harambam, hainu rak b'chiyuva, aval kiyuma v'inyana hevelokuli alma midin tora. Says Reb Chaim, when the Ramban says that davening is rabbinic, you know what that means? That means I'm under no obligation, according to Torah law, to daven. But if I daven, according to Torah law, maybe this is what you were referring to, Dashiell, earlier. If I happen to daven, I fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a concept of a mitzvah kiyumis. No? We speak about this often. I like this concept. Like the Vilna Gaon says, I have no obligation to eat matzah all 7 days of Pesach. If I decide to do so, I'm getting lots and lots of points. Not just pounds, but points. Why? Because there's a mitzvah, Shivas Yomim, Matzos Tochel. Right? Eat matzahs for 7 days. Right? So it's a kiyum. I get points. Says Reb Chaim, according to the Ramban, that davening is derabbanan. That's true. The obligation is derabbanan. But when I daven, I fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa by davening. Now, it happens, if you read the Ramban, if you go back to the first part that we underlined in this Ramban, it sounds a teeny bit like Reb Chaim, if you know how to read with a scalpel. Vadai, says the Ramban, ko inyan hatfila eino chova klal. All the Ramban is saying is that there's no obligation to daven min hatorah. It's not an obligation, but there is an option if you want to. Now, effectively, what we're discussing tonight is, according to the Rambam, davening is doraisa. According to the Ramban, simple reading is davening is derabbanan. By the way, the Magen Avraham, in his presentation of the Ramban, just says derabbanan. He doesn't give us any of the fancy the lancy stuff that we're doing. But what we're saying is that even according to Ramban, that's derabbanan, we have three degrees of doraisa that we found within the Ramban. Es tzara, yantiv, and the fact that there's a kiyum doraisa, not just a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv min haTorah to daven, there's a kiyum. In the Sefer, The Magen Avraham himself paskins in one place that if a Kohen is in the middle of davening Shmona Esrei and they're about to duchen, and there's only one Kohen up at the duchen, and you're another Kohen and you're davening Shmona Esrei. So the Magen Avraham says, you know what you do? You leave in the middle of your Shmona Esrei and you walk up and you duchen. Because duchening with two Kohanim is the Oraisa, and your the Oraisa trumps the Drabbanon of davening. So therefore, I walk in middle of my Shmona Esrei, go up to the front, Yivarechecha, right? I do my whole heebie-jeebie, right? That's what the Magen Avraham says. What? Afterwards, I'll finish, yeah.
Is the Hefzik got to start from the beginning?
Whether that's a have to start from the beginning depends on how long it is, etc. But the Magen Avraham says that what you do is go up.
He did get there.
I'm in the middle of my son of Shmona Esrei. Take a break, go up and daven. Because the rice of duchening beats my drabbanon of davening. Says the Emek Bracha, Reb Arya Pomarchik was a student of Reb Velvo in the Chazon Ish. He says, whoa. If the Magen Avraham is correct, so you can't interrupt your davening. Because your davening is also doiraisa. You're right. According to the Ramban, you didn't have to daven. But once you start davening, you're fulfilling a deoraisa. So I can't leave one deoraisa to do another deoraisa. I can leave a drabbanon to do it. Brilliant!
Couldn't you also get in something about communal needs, trumping your individual needs to finish your
davening? I mean, you could get into something like that, but I mean, they don't take that approach over here. I mean, generally speaking, we assume if I'm in the middle of davening Shmona Esrei, even if the king comes in front of me, I keep on davening, you know? I keep on davening. I communal needs should trump individual need. Unless it's Pekuach Nefesh, right. The Rishonim say, if it's Pekuach Nefesh, you stop. If it's not Pekuach Nefesh, you keep on going, no? Again, so these are some of the points I wanted to mention. Next week, maybe we could talk about women in davening, because that's the other half of this conversation tonight that we didn't really have time to get to. And then there's another aspect I want to talk about, which are different nuscha'os, different texts of tefillos. We spoke about this one time when we learned about the Vilna Gaon. We spoke about the Groz nusach in davening. Maybe I want to talk about nuscha'os of tefillah in general. And again, thank you for coming and listening.
Thank you.